With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. A Montana lawmaker has tested positive for COVID-19 during the first week of the 2021 legislative session. State Representative David Beatty, a Republican from Hamilton, tested positive for the virus and is quarantining away from the state capitol. That's according to a statement released Thursday evening by Senator Jason Ellsworth, the presumptive chair of a panel of lawmakers managing the legislature's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The statement said Beatty is asymptomatic and is believed to have come into contact with the virus in a non-legislative setting before the start of the session. Lawmakers convened for the session Monday. The legislature's coronavirus response panel met today to discuss its protocols during the session. The Small Business Administration announced today it will reopen the Paycheck Protection Program next week, prioritizing new borrowers. The new round of PPP loans authorizes up to $284 billion through March 31, 2021, and is meant to support job retention and other expenses for small businesses strained by the pandemic recession. District Director for the Montana Small Business Association District Office, Brent Donley, says the program will simplify the loan forgiveness process. It will also open up eligibility for groups excluded from the first round, including certain nonprofits and local newspapers, TV, and radio stations. The program will open to first-time borrowers on Monday and second-time borrowers on Wednesday. With less than 2 weeks left in the Trump administration, Montana Republican Representative Matt Rosendale says that he won't support cutting it short. YPR News' Kayla DeRoche reports Rosendale says January 20th will mark the transfer of power to President-elect Joe Biden.
In a statement Friday, Rosendale says he opposes impeachment as some of his Democratic colleagues in the U.S. House are considering, and quote, other methods of denying President Trump his legal term in office, unquote. He called impeachment and removal attempts, quote, media stunts drawn from left-wing fever dreams, unquote. Rosendale was unavailable for further comment on Friday. Rosendale condemned, quote, political violence in all forms, unquote, Wednesday after a mob of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, as did Democratic members of the U.S. House who say Trump's rhetoric provoked the attack. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Lawmakers heard testimony Friday on a bill that would limit the liability of Montana businesses, healthcare workers, and people providing personal protective products due to COVID-19. James Bradley with the University of Montana Legislative News Service reports.
Republican Senator Steve Fitzpatrick of Great Falls presented the bill to the Senate Committee on Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs.
Right now, we kind of have an anything-goes type of situation around the state. This changes that.
Senate Bill 65 would grant businesses protection from lawsuits unless they show gross negligence, defined in several Montana cases as the failure to use slight care. What that means in practice is that if a business or organization largely follows state, county, and federal public health guidelines, they are protected from lawsuits if someone suspects they contract COVID-19 on the premises. Governor Greg Gianforte said in a written statement that he supports the bill, and previously said a bill like this was key to rescinding the state's mask mandate.
Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana is rejecting calls for President Donald Trump to resign and says he continues to support the embattled president in the wake of the attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump loyalists. Daines had fanned distrust of the election results, including with fundraising solicitations that warned Democrats were trying to steal the election. He dropped his opposition to certification of Biden's victory following Wednesday's mob attack that left a Capitol Police officer and several Trump supporters dead. The Montana Health Department confirmed 838 new COVID-19 cases today, as well as 11 new deaths due to the virus. Daily new case counts have been ticking up this week after a lull during the holidays. Hospitals across the state are still vaccinating medical personnel with first and second doses. Zachary Benoit in Community Relations at Billings Clinic says the demand is high.
When we're going at a full clip, we can do about 100 vaccines an hour.
Montana was allocated more than 1,300 total first doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine this week, according to CDC records. While county health departments hope supply amounts will rise and stabilize in the coming weeks, several tribal nations were able to step into their next distribution phase and begin vaccinating elders this week. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.